It was an act that seemed unthinkable. Another nation's army marched into the U.S. Capitol and burned its most important government buildings to the ground, with the president and government officials fleeing the advancing troops. It all happened 200 years ago, and is part of our Best of 2014 series. It's next on The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done. It's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In mid-August of 1814, President Madison and his cabinet were growing increasingly worried of British soldiers landing on the mid-eastern shores of the country.
The Secretary of War, John Armstrong, was convinced that the British would never. Why would they want to invade Washington? It's this little backwater village.
Although it was the nation's capital, he was convinced Baltimore was their destination. William Bashong shares the story from the White House Historical Society.
Its symbolic importance, that was what it was all about, was the idea of humiliating Americans by capturing your capital, destroying your public buildings, and basically rubbing our noses in it, and then, you know, off they went.
The British accomplished their task, entering Washington and humiliating the young nation.
About sunset on August 24th, burnt the Capitol building, then came down the avenue down to the White House, burnt the White House down, as well as other buildings in the city. They did not go after private buildings.
But Bashong says the young nation showed its resolve at a time when it would have been easy to abandon the site.
There was a strong movement within Congress to relocate the national capital. So when we see the White House rebuilt and rising from the ashes, and then Monroe becoming president, it's really like the phoenix rising from the ashes, and it is a restatement that the United States survived this and is even stronger than it was before.
3 years later, in 1817, President Monroe was able to move into the rebuilt presidential home. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.